请我们打开圣经。
Let us turn open our Bibles.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
Ephesians 第二章，我们由第十九节开始读到二十二节。
Ephesians chapter 2, we'll beginning reading from verse 19 through 22.
这几节的圣经我们以前曾经读过的。
We have read this passage previously.
今早就继续跟弟兄姊妹一同的交通。
This morning I continue to fellowship with brothers and sisters from this passage.
以弗所书第二章第十九节开始。
Beginning with Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19.
我等大家一起找到我们先阅读。
I'll let everyone turn to it before we begin reading.
以弗所书第二章第十九节，他说，这样你们不再作外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神藉着圣灵居住的所在。
Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.In whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are built together for a habitation of God through the Spirit.
然后我们再看哥林多前书。
Let us also turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第九节
，verse 9。
第九节话，因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
Verse 9 reads, For we are all laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building.
然后翻转嚟就系。同樣的一章的聖經第十六節
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16
豈不知你們是神的殿神的靈住在你們裡頭嗎十七節若有人毀壞神的殿神必要毀壞那人因為神的殿是聖的這殿就是你们。
Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are.
再睇另外一节嘅圣经，哥林多后书。
Another Bible passage, 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第六章。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
刚才哥林多前书我们读的时候圣经就说你们是神的殿。
Previously when we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 there it says ye are the temple of God.
是神向我们讲的。
And that is God speaking to us.
哥林多后书
2 Corinthians
这里证明要回应神的话第六章第十六节。
Here in chapter 6, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16, it echoes the word of God.
我们是永生神的殿。
This is our echo to the word of God, and we are the temple of the living God.
我们是永生神的殿。
And it says, for we are the temple of the living God.
圣经就读咁多，我哋再次低头祈祷。
That will be all the Bible passages we'll read for now. Let us bow for a further word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we praise and thank thee.
我们来到你的面前，我们打开你的话来读。
As we come into thy presence and we open thy word to read.
主啊，求你将赐人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给我们。
We pray that thou will grant us the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
叫我们真知道你。
So that we may truly know thee.
并且求主你藉着圣灵在我们的心里面，我们向我们有所启示。
Lord, we pray that through the Holy Spirit thou would enlighten us in our hearts.
主啊，你用着你的话来指教我们。
Lord, use thy word to teach us.
叫我们明白主你的心意。
So that we may come to know thy desire.
主啊，当我们读完你的话的时候。
Lord, after the reading of thy word.
主啊，但愿你照明我们。
Lord, we pray that thou would enlighten us.
但愿主今天早上你的同在显在我们中间。
Lord, we pray that thy presence will be made known in our midst today.
又愿意你洁净你自己的话。
And thou will also cleanse thy own word.
叫你的话语成为了我们的供应。
So that these words would become our provision.
主让我们将这段时间再次的仰望你。
Lord, once again, we commit this time to thee.
恩待我们。
Be gracious to us.
祝福你自己的教会。
Bless thy own church.
荣耀归返给你。
And may all glory be thine.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
In the Lord Jesus' name we pray.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们还记得的话，曾经很多次跟弟兄姊妹在教宗以弗所书。
Brothers and sisters, still recall I have fellowship with brothers and sisters quite a while concerning the book in Ephesians.
曾经提过教会是基督的身体。
We have made mention that the church is the body of Christ.
因为我们是从一个生命那里面出来。
Because we all come from the same life.
我们都交通过教会是什么。
We have also fellowship on what is the church.
教会是一班人。
The church is a group of people.
是所有奉主名聚会的。
It is a group of people who have been gathered together in the name of the Lord.
有基督生命的一班的人。
And a group of people who have the life of Christ.
这个教会是神的国。
And this church is also the kingdom of God.
神国的显明是权柄的所在地。
And the manifestation of the kingdom of God is where there is authority.
我们都交通过教会是神的家。
We have also mentioned the fact that the church is also the house of God.
在神的家中，我们享用主自己。
And in the house of God, we're able to enjoy the Lord Himself.
主亦能够安居在我们的中间。
And the Lord is also able to find rest amongst us.
今朝早我愿意再同弟兄姊妹交通这个题目。
Morning, I'd like to continue to fellowship with brothers and sisters concerning this topic.
就是教会是神的殿。
The church is God's temple.
因为刚才我们读以弗所书的时候。
As we read earlier in the book of Ephesians.
二十一节就说，各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 21. That in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord.
所以教会是基督的身体。
Therefore the church is the body of Christ.
教会是神的国的显明。
And the church is also the manifestation of God's kingdom.
教会是神的家的所在。
And the church is also where the house of God is.
如今我们讲话教会是神的殿。
And now we will fellowship on that the church is the temple of God.
那殿，圣殿在旧约的里面有很具体 的存在。
Now when we speak of temple, there is a physical structure of the holy temple in the Old Testament.
在新约的时候，在我们这个恩典的时代。
Yet in the new covenant, that is in this age which we live in, it is the age of grace.
殿是指着教会来讲的。
When it speaks of the temple, God is speaking referring to the church.
因为圣经说，我们是渐渐的被联络得合适，渐渐的成为主的圣殿。
For the Bible tells us that in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord.
剛才哥林多前書後書都跟我們說了，我們就是主的殿。
As we also read in 1st and 2nd Corinthians, it tells us we are the temple of the Lord.
不僅我這個人是神的殿，當神的兒女一同有主生命的人相聚在一起的時候，這個更是殿的顯出來。
Not only are we the temple of the Lord individually, but corporately together, when the children of the Lord are gathered together, we also make up the temple of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，唔好 千祈唔好覺得啊喺嗰度嗰間屋頂有個十字架，或者係有個十字架嘅樣式嘅嗰啲嘅地方，嗰、那個場所先至係聖殿。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, do not be mistaken that if the building, the structure has a cross on top of it, on outside the building, then that is called the temple. That is not.
先至當所有神嘅兒女聚埋一起嘅時候，嗰、那個就係殿嘅顯出嚟。
But it is when all the children of the Lord are gathered together, that is where the temple is manifested.
聖經裏面提到殿。
In the Bible, when it mentions about the temple,
我想考一考大家啊。
Now I want to quiz everyone.
第一次聖經裏面提到殿嘅地方喺邊度？
Where is the first mentioning of the temple in the Bible?
有冇人知道？
Does anyone know?
第一次提聖殿。
The first time.
提到殿嘅喺邊度？
Does anyone recall where was the first mention of temple in the Bible?
有冇人記得？
Does anyone remember?
系，我哋都读完创世记。
Now we have all read Genesis。
喺创世记二十八章嗰度就讲到雅各嘅事情。
In Genesis chapter 28, there it speaks on the matters of Jacob。
嗰晚佢喺嗰个旷野里边瞓觉。
There on that night he was sleeping in the wilderness。
但系神喺嗰时向佢显现。
There God manifested himself to him.
神同佢讲说话。
And God spoke to him.
神同佢话，你无论去到边度，神都保佑你。
God said to him, No matter where you will go, I will always be with you.
我与你同在，无论你去边度，我都保佑你，领你翻嚟呢个地方，总唔离弃你。
God says, I will always be with you to bring you back to this place. I will never forsake you.
神仲话，直到我成全咗向你所应许嘅。
And God says, until that I have done all that is concerning you.
咁原来雅各于是第日醒翻嘅时候呢
？Now the next day when Jacob awoke,
圣经又话佢就讲到原来耶和华真系喺呢个地方，我都唔知嘅。
And Jacob awoke out of sleep, and he said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not.
他就好惊。
And he became afraid.
就话呢个地方几咁可畏呢？真系唔系别啲噶，那系神嘅殿，那系天嘅门喺呢度。
And he was afraid and said, How dreadful is this place? There is none other but the house of God, the temple of God, and this is the gate of heaven.
圣经第一次提到殿。就是这个地方。
This is the first time in the Bible where the temple is mentioned.
我们都弟兄姊妹相信我们都读过这一段的历史。
Now, brothers and sisters, I know we have all read about this.
你都知道里面的意思。
And you know what it means.
但我要提醒弟兄姊妹。
But I must remind brothers and sisters.
在这里讲到殿的时候。
Here, when it mentions about temple.
很明显，很明显的。又再一次嘅将神嗰个心意向人哋讲出嚟。
It is very, very clear. Once again, it illustrates to us what is the heart of God.
嗰个心意系乜嘢呢
？What is God's heart?
我要必与与你同在。
God's desire is I will always be with you.
我要常与你同在。
God says I will always be with you.
其实圣经唔净止呢喺呢一处讲出神咁样嘅心意。
In fact, it is not only in this passage that God tells us what His desire is.
你睇完成个圣经，呢一个嘅心思咧系好重好重。
When we read out throughout the Bible, we can see how heavy God's heart is concerning this.
神要与人同在。
God desires to be with man.
神要希望能够喺住喺人嘅中间。
God desires to dwell amongst man.
但我哋喺历史嘅时候。
But when we look throughout history,
我们又看见以色列民他听过一次又两一次但是他们都不当这些是神的话。
We see how the Israelites heard over and over again God speaking these words to them, yet they did not take heart to it.
他不单止不听神的话常常的违背神远离神。
Not only did they not pay attention to the word of God, many a times they rebelled against God and forsook God.
去到一个地步， 神只好要去建一个会所，一圣所。
They have been so far away from God that God must build a temple, a physical temple in their midst.
来解决人同神嗰个交通嘅难处。
In order to solve that difficulty that God would be able to have fellowship amongst men.
所以喺出埃及记嗰度就圣经就指明咗一点就话，佢话又当为我做圣所，使我可以住喺佢哋中间。
And therefore, we've come to this point in Exodus when God commands the people that they must build for Him a holy sanctuary that He may dwell in their midst.
圣殿，因为殿嘅出现。
Now, the temple, the holy temple, and the appearance of it,
是因为神愿意与我们同在。
It is because of God's desire to dwell with men.
神要藉着这个殿来解决这个人与神同在的这个问题。
It is the appearance of the temple is in order for God to be able to have fellowship and dwell amongst men.
这个旧约的故事。
Now, this is the story of the Old Testament.
新约我刚才说没有具体的殿。
Now, as I mentioned before, in the New Testament, there is not a physical temple.
那神怎样去解决这个问题，或者怎样表明这个人同之间，人同神中间的关系呢？
Now, therefore, how does God manifest this relationship between God and man?
神就用着教会。
God uses then the church.
神的殿今天就是教会。
The temple of God today is the church.
刚才我们读过那几节的圣经，我再重复一次。
And now I repeat once again the passages we have read earlier.
岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵。
Know ye not that ye are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?
神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。
The temple of God is holy and ye are the temple.
所以今天讲到神的殿不再是不实际，是实实在在的。
Therefore, when we speak of the temple of God today, it is not something abstract, but it is something of substance.
神要一个能够让他居住的地方，也都让他有一个能够与人同在的那个的实际。
God desires for a habitation where he is able to dwell with man and also to manifest himself.
那这一点我相信藉着圣经的话这点很清楚。
Now I believe through the word in the Bible, this point is very clear.
但这个神的殿,
but this temple of God,
一定要有一些实际的,
must have something that is very practical amongst it.
或者说, 一定要有一些内容,
or must have something concrete of substance.
如果不是的话呢, 就成为一个空壳。
Now, otherwise, it will become empty, an empty shell.
空壳咧就系即系冇嘢喺入边。
Empty shell is just only a form, but with no substance within.
唔知弟兄姊妹你中唔中意饮茶
？I don't know if brothers and sisters enjoy tea.
唔系啊，我意思即系去饮茶。
Or if you go to like to have dim sum.
系啦，啱啊。我中意饮茶，但系我唔知你中意食啲乜嘢。
I don't know what brothers and sisters like when you have dim sum. I like to have dim sum.
你有冇试过一种叫流沙包咧？
I don't know if brothers and sisters have this milk custard that is flowing this bun.
咁快 flowing 啊！嗱，我就要讲啦，嗰啲流沙包咧，如果整得好啊，入边咧嗰啲馅咧，你一咬落去嘅咧，溶咗流到出嚟，哇！真系又甜又香。
Now with this custard bun.Inside, it not only has a filling, but when it's made well, when you bite into it, it will be flowing, and it is very tasty, and it's also very fragrant.
那如果你有时食咗啲唔系咁新鲜或者做得唔系几好嘅咧，就硬刮刮咁样样。
Now, if you have eaten the same type of bun, yet if it's cold or they did not make it well, then it becomes hardened and solidified.
所以有时你觉得诶。只是任皮都冇馅嘅，咁你又觉得唔系几好。
Perhaps you say it's just all skin and there is no filling inside and it's not very good.
所以里边有内容， 有好馅，系嘛，好多嘅馅，然后我哋先得个满足。
Therefore, the point is, it not only has a good form, but it must have a substance within in order for there to be enjoyment that you can be satisfied.
所以如果净系得个空壳嘅话咧，呢个冇乜意思啊。
Therefore, if you only have something that's just an outer shell and no substance, it is meaningless.
那神嘅殿
，now the temple of God，
同样嘅而有内容。
It's the same that there must be a substance within。
我哋知道神嘅殿系神要我哋同在嘅地方。
Now we know that the temple of God is a place where God enjoys His presence with us and manifests Himself to us。
但系讲到神里面嘅内容，有几点我仲要同弟兄姊妹一齐嚟讲。
Now as regards to the substance of this, there are a few points that I like to share with brothers and sisters。
第一点喺呢个殿嘅里边嘅内容。应该是以神自己为中心的。
The first point regarding the substance within the temple, then first is that God must be the center of everything.
如果呢个神叫做神嘅殿，而嗰个中心唔系神自己嘅话咧，
唔
知叫做乜嘢好。
If this temple be called the temple of God, yet God Himself is not the center of everything, then we don't know what to call it.
当以色列人出埃及嘅时候，神同佢哋颁布一啲嘅命令。
When the Israelites left Egypt, this is the commandment which God gave to them.
神同佢哋立约。
God made a covenant with them.
神就同佢讲话：除了我以外，你不可有别嘅神。
God commands them that they shall have none other gods before Him.
神又话唔可以为自己雕刻偶像，也唔可以做乜嘢嘅形象，好似。上天下地和地底下水中的白物。
God commands them that they shall not make any graven image of any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth.
更加不可以跪拜那些像，也都不可以侍奉他。
And God commanded them that they are not to bow down unto them or serve them.
因为我耶和华是你的神。
For I, the Lord, am thy God, am a jealous God.
是忌邪的神。
And he is a jealous God.
神已经讲得很清楚。
God tells them very clearly.
除了神之外。
Besides God himself.
没有其他的东西。
There is none other.
也都不容许有其他的东西。
And God will not allow for any other.
但问题在这里弟兄姊妹。
But that is where the issue is, brothers and sisters.
神是忌邪的。
God is a jealous God.
他不要其他的东西。
He does not desire anything else.
因为只有神自己是唯一的真神。
Because only God alone is the true and living God.
可惜的就是因为今天这个世代，或者说even从前的人。
Sadly, in this generation, or even those before us,
在神之外另外加还要加很多的东西。
Now, besides God himself, they added on unto God many other things.
世界有什么他们就愿意做些什么。
Whatever there is in this world, that's what they want to include.
有什么潮流，我们也可以容纳很多不同的潮流。
Whatever is trendy, we can include that as well.
不同的观念，世界的观念也都 要走入来。
If there are new concepts, we want to include that as well.
因此当这些东西流入来的时候。
Therefore, when these other things come into the mix,
神在他们中间的地位就被取代了。
Then these other things would take the place of God in their midst.
圣经又说天下间没有别的神，只有一位。
The Bible tells us there is none other God except one.
只有这一位永生的神。
And only this one true and living God.
除了主之外。
Aside from the Lord.
你不可有别的神。
You cannot have any other gods before me.
我今天不举例什么不是神。
I won't get into details and examples of what is not God.
我相信弟兄姊妹，你在圣灵的引导下你知道的。
But I believe, brothers and sisters, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you will know.
但我们要留意神今天要跟我们讲的话语。
But what we must take heed to is what God desires to tell us today.
他是忌邪的神。
He is a jealous God.
佢當然係愛嘅神。
Of course, he is a God of love.
當然佢係憐憫嘅神。
Of course, he is a merciful God.
但佢係忌謝嘅神。
But he is also a jealous God.
我哋要我哋嘅神，當我佢與我哋同住嘅時候，係咪要將一啲嘅怒氣嚟到放喺我哋嘅身上咧？還係話願意睇見神自己嘅憐憫、佢嘅愛同埋恩典？
When God desires to dwell with us, do we believe that God wants to dwell with us as a God of wrath, or He wants to manifest His love and compassion and kindness toward us?
教會是神的殿的第一點，神自己要成為那個殿的中心。
The first point concerning that the temple of God is first, God must be the center of everything.
不單止其他的東西是沒有地位，連同人都不是在神，是不是这个地位的上面，只有神自己。
Not only does not any other thing have any position in the house of God, even man himself have no position in the temple of God except God himself.
这个第一点，第二呢？
The second point,
神的殿是一个敬拜的中心。
The temple of God is the center of worship.
一个敬拜的中心。
The temple of God is the center of worship.
我又再考下大家哈。
Now I want to quiz everyone once again.
聖經第一次講到敬拜的榜樣在哪裡？
What is the first example of worship that is in the Bible?
第一次提到敬拜的榜樣在哪裡？
What is the first time when it mentions about worship?
我刚才讲话敬拜的榜样。
Now, I'm very clear. I said it's a good example of worship.
原因就是因为在圣经的里面、敬拜这件事情没有跟我们讲到一个很 definite 的一个这个的定义。
That is because in the Bible, this matter of worship is not very definitive to define for us. This is the way of worship.
佢圣经冇话到嗱，你咁样跪咧就系敬拜啦，或者系你个面向边度咧就系敬拜啦，或者你个手有个动作点样咧就系敬拜。圣经冇讲。
For example, the Bible did not tell us definitively. You have to kneel this way. You have to worship this way. You have to perform these actions.Then it is worship.
聖經沒有講，所以呢，我只是說，但是聖經裡面呢，有很多的敬拜的榜樣給我們。
Yet in the Bible, there are many examples of worship that is shown to us.
那第一次，聖經裡面敬拜的榜樣在哪裡？
Now then, when is the first example of such worship in the Bible?
知不知道？
Do we remember?
我給一個提示你，都在創世記裡面。
I give you a hint. It is also in Genesis.
有没有人敢讲？啊，第四章。
Chapter 4.
是吗？ Okay. 不浪费时间啊。
Now, not to take any more time.
你记得当亚伯拉罕带着他的仔一起上去摩利亚山上面。
Now you recall when Abraham took his son up on Mount Moriah.
那个是22章的。
That is Genesis chapter 22.
我们知道那个故事，我们的弟兄也都交通过那段的故事。
And we know of that story. Our brother also shared about that to us.
亚伯拉罕将带同他的儿子上去这个山上面。
That is, Abraham took with him his only begotten son to the mount to worship, to offer a sacrifice.
圣经说当亚伯拉罕同他的中仆人和他的儿子来到这个山脚，远远地望见那个地方的话，这时候。
It records for us when Abraham and his son and his servants came to that place, a certain place, and saw from afar that mountain.
亚伯拉罕就说跟那些仆人说，你跟那些驴在这里等一下，等我跟我的儿子去上面去拜一拜，我就回来了。
And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide here with the donkey, and the lad will go yonder and worship, and we will come again to you.
中文就翻译着拜一拜。
In the Chinese translation, it said, Let us go and bow and worship.
圣经里英文和原文都讲着那个是一个敬拜。
In the original, in the English translation, it tells us that what they're going to do is to worship.
为什么那个是成为一个敬拜?
Now, why is that then worship?
我们说那个是一个敬拜的榜样。
And we say that is an example of worship.
我们详细读进去那段圣经和看亚伯拉罕当时的心思。
When we read into detail that passage and see what is at the heart of Abraham,
我们就很清楚地看见将他的儿子怎样摆在柴上面怎样去劏他怎样那个不是敬拜。
When we look at the mere actions of how he laid out the wood and to put Isaac on the wood to prepare to slay him, that is not worship.
敬拜是那个心思，那个他里面那个心向神的一个心。
Worship is the heart of Abraham within that he had that desire to worship God.
在他的里头，尊什么为大呢？
In Abraham's heart, who did he magnify as supreme?
神是在他心里最崇高的一个地位。
It was God himself in the heart of Abraham who took the highest place.
在他的里头，他觉得只有神配得敬拜。
In Abraham's heart, he deemed it only God alone is worthy of such worship.
牛和羊可以献过给神，但是牛和羊都不是配得。
Yes. Abraham's able to sacrifice of the flock, of the herd to God, but God is worthy of much more.
他可以将他的儿子献上给神。
Even to a point that he is able to give up his only son to God.
因为他看见他的儿子和神来相比的时候，他的儿子也不算得是什么。
Because in comparison of his son and God, his son is considered nothing before God.
只有神是能够在这个这么崇高的
And only God Himself is able to have such an elevated position.
所以他觉得神是配。
Therefore, it is this matter that Abraham deemed God as worthy.
配所有的东西应该是归回给他。即使是他心爱的儿子，神都配将这个儿子献上给神。
That God is worthy, worthy of all, even His only Son, that He is worthy to receive back to Him.
所以这个
Therefore, that is worship.
这个心思是敬拜。
Such a heart is a heart of worship.
因为神是配。
That God is worthy.
配的意思就是对神是心服、心愿、诚服。
Worthy is that we submit wholeheartedly, willingly to God.
他不能够不将他最好的来给神。
That Abraham must give his very best to God alone.
因为神
That is because God is the one who is above all. That is because God Himself first gave us His very best. Therefore, when we have such an attitude in our heart and with such a desire what we respond to God, and give back to Him, then that is worship.
在你的心里面, 可能有很多很多的你认为是宝贵的东西。
Now in your heart, perhaps you treasure many, many things.
在亚伯拉罕的心里面, 以撒是他最宝贵的。
In Abraham's heart, he treasured Isaac the most.
但是当他和神来相比, 他的最宝贵的儿子和神相比的时候,
Yet, even those precious In Abraham's heart, his beloved son in comparison with God. Abraham is still able to deem God worthy to receive all, even his most beloved son, to offer him to God. God is still worthy of it. Therefore, brothers and sisters, such is worship.
在我们的心里面，今日我们什么为最宝贝的？
In our hearts today, what is most precious to us?
你说我没有，我又没有这样的儿子，我又没有这样的，好像亚伯拉罕这样的。
You say, no, I don't have anything like Abraham. I don't have anyone that is so precious to me.
但是，弟兄姊妹，你的自尊呢？
Yet, brothers and sisters, what about your own self-honor?
你的自恥呢？
Or your self-righteousness, your dignity?
你这个人？
Your own self.
很多时候我们看我们自己比任何的东西都是高。
Many a times we deem ourselves the most precious above anything.
今天我们在神的面前说。
And today we say before God,
主你是配。
God, you are worthy.
主你是值得。敬拜
Lord, you're worthy of my worship.
咁下边嘅咧唔需要讲啊，弟兄姊妹，你自己翻去谂。
Now I don't need to get any further. You know what I'm getting at.
呢个系敬拜。
That is worship.
神嘅殿
，the temple of God，
系我哋呢班人
，is us，
喺我哋嘅中间
，in our midst。
我哋有冇敬拜嘅呢个嘅？心愿在神的面前呢?
Do we have such a desire of worship before God?
我们是不是愿意将一切都舍弃?
Are we willing to forsake all?
一切都放低?
All to lay down?
连同我们这个人的己都放低?
Even our own self?
来到神的面前,尊神为配。
To come before God and deem him worthy as supreme.
因此我们无论在哪一个时刻
No matter what, then,
我们都要有这个这样的心态。
We must have such an attitude.
我们的主在地上的时候
Even when our Lord was on earth,
他的一生是一个敬拜的一生。
His whole life was a life of worship.
很多时候我们看到他行一些神迹。
Many times when we see him perform miracles,
医好了需要医治的人
And he have healed the sick.
我们看见他在敬拜神
And we see there he worships God.
但是很多时候他去到一个地方那些人不接受他的
Even sometimes we see he gone to a certain place and others do not receive him.
甚至乎有一个地方人拒绝他、你走吧不要在这里了、
Even to certain places where they reject him and ask him to leave.
但是在他的里头我们仍然看见
Yet in the Lord's heart, we see that he is still worshiping God.
因此那一次有人拒绝他
There was one time when he was rejected.
他仍然的仰望主，他说：父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，你的美意本是如此。
Even to a point, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the Lord of heaven and earth.That glorify your name, for this is good in thy sight.
我们很多时候做事总是希望自己手里面所做的是成功的。
Now, many a times when we are at work, we want to see the work of our hands prosper.
如果不成功里面都是眼住。
If it's not successful, then we are discouraged and we are grumble.
或者甚至乎发脾气。
Perhaps we grieve.
抱怨。
And we are grumbling and murmuring.
但是好像主说即使有人拒绝他，但他说：父啊，你的本意就是这样。
Even so, our Lord says, it is good in thy sight.
这个主给我们一个好榜样。
And that is the good example which our Lord gave unto us.
因此我们就看见敬拜是一个心思。
Therefore, we see this matter of worship has to do with our heart, our attitude.
因为里面这个认为主是配的这个心思带出我们一个行动。
That is because we see within that the Lord is worthy, so it leads to our action.
那个行动就是尊主为大。
And that action is to have him magnified as supreme.
我们要成为一个一般这样的人。
And this is such individuals we must become.
这个是殿里面的一个内容。
And this is one point of the temple.
另外一点。
Another point.
殿是服侍主的地方。
The temple is a place of service.
我们常常说敬拜，但敬拜和服侍很多时候都分不开。
Many a times we say the temple is for worship, but worship and service many times are connected.
你记得那次主耶稣 被带到去旷野去受试炼嘅时候。
You recall when our Lord was taken to the wilderness to be tempted.
个魔鬼就嚟，嚟到话俾耶稣听话，你拜下我啊。
And the devil
拜一拜咧，我就将万国同埋万国嘅荣华都赐过俾你。
The devil tempted our Lord and said, "Worship me, bow unto me, and I will give you all the glory of this world."
但你知唔知道记唔记得主耶稣点样讲？
Now, do you remember what the Lord Jesus said in response?
主耶稣回答就话：撒旦退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你嘅神，单要侍奉他。
And the Lord replied to him, "Satan, flee from me. That do you not know the scriptures record that you must worship God alone and serve Him only?"
所以敬拜服侍。系呢、这个殿嘅内容。
Therefore, worship and service is the content of this temple.
敬拜服侍亦都系同样嘅，系讲到有主生命嘅人佢里边嘅内容。
Worship and service is also a part of the life of those who have the life of the Lord.
神实在愿意我哋出嚟去服侍佢。
God desires that we come and serve Him.
所以喺出埃及记嗰阵时候。或者是摩西带领以色列人要离开埃及的时候，明明的讲话，神都向这个法老讲话，用我的百姓去咩啊，好侍奉我。
Therefore, we can see in the book of Exodus, or when Moses led the people out of Egypt, God clearly tells us when he spoke to Pharaoh, "Let my people go, that they may serve me."
所以这个是神要的，弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, this is what God desires.
所以在当时的以色列民，如果他是以色列人的话，他们有一个任务侍奉神。
Therefore, in those days, for the Israelites, as long as you're an Israelite, they have they must serve God.
今天同样的，你有主的生命 的每一个人，你亦都有这样的责任去服侍神。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, for us who have the life of the Lord today, it is also our duty then to serve God.
咁服侍主系咩一回事啊
？Then we must ask this question: Serving God, what is that all about?
系咪净系吸下尘啊？喺呢度搬下凳啊
？Is it just to vacuum the floors or move the chairs?
或者话下边煮饭啊，或者洗碗啊
？Or I will be cooking downstairs or washing the dishes?
更加系咪话我要带一班嘅查经班，或者喺呢度站喺度讲道？
Or is it more that I have to lead a small group, or I have to stand and speak?
等先，嗰啲系敬拜，系咪对唔住？系服侍。
Brothers and sisters, yes, those are service.
系啲事务上面嘅服侍。
But they are task-oriented.
神更要我哋除咗呢啲嘅服侍之外，更要喺灵嘅里边嚟服侍。
Yet God desires even more besides such outward service. God desires for us to have spiritual service.
如果我哋睇以西结书。
If we look at the book of Ezekiel,
那裡講到一件的事情,
there it speaks of this matter.
以西結書就提到有一個祭司利未人叫做撒督, 撒督的子孫。
There it records for us in the book of Ezekiel, there is a son of Zadok.
那等一會回去自己慢慢讀了。
Now, brothers and sisters, you can go home and read it in detail for yourself.
聖經又說當以色列人走迷的時候,
there are records for us that when the Israelites have gone astray,
即是說幾乎所有的人連同其中一些祭司都離開神的時候,
that is when all of the Israelites, including the priests, they have gone away from the Lord.
只有撒督的子孫他们在做一件事。
Only the sons of Zadok, they are doing this.
他们怎样呢？神说，他们在亲近我。
God says of them, they shall come near to me,
在服侍我。
To minister unto me.
圣经说，他们是侍立在我的面前，将脂油和血献给我。
The Lord God said of, and they shall stand before me to offer unto me the fat and the blood.
并且神说，他们要就近我的桌，在我的桌的前面来服侍我，守我所吩咐的。
And God says of them that they shall come near to my table to minister unto me, and they shall keep my charge.
什么是服侍奉啊？等于。
Brothers and sisters, what then is service?
事务外边的，事务上面的服侍。
Outward service, we know, we can see.
原来另一个里头神要睇嘅。
But yet within spiritual service which God looks upon,
你系咪站立喺神嘅面前？
Are you one standing before God?
系咪将神所要嘅就系呢啲脂油献过俾神？
Do you bring what God desires, that is the fat, before Him?
冇守实，有冇守到神嘅吩咐？
Are you one who have kept His charge?
有嘅话，
if so,
神话呢个系服侍。
God says, then this is one who serves me.
我亦都唔够时间，弟兄姊妹去讲解点样嘅事立，点样嘅献过俾神，亦都点样站立喺佢嘅面前。
Brothers and sisters, I do not have the time to go into detail specifically. How do we stand before the Lord? How do we serve Him in that way and keep His charge?
但我希望弟兄姊妹。你一定知道一点嘅就话，我哋系要去服侍神，唔系喺度接受人嘅服侍。
Yet, brothers and sisters, I must stress this point: is when we serve God, we must go and serve, and not be one who is served.
好多时候我哋要祷告主啊，我想咁样样，你帮助我做呢件做嗰样。
Many a times in our prayers, we pray to the Lord, Lord, this is what I need. Lord, help me to do this. Help me to do that.
圣殿嘅内容。
And that is not the content, the substance of the temple.
不是我们要接受服侍，乃是我们去服侍神。
It is not for us to be served, but for us to come and serve God.
服侍，在殿的里面来服侍神，这个是神的心意。
And this is God's desire for us to serve Him in the temple.
正如我刚才说，有些是看得见的服侍，但有些是看不见的服侍。
As I have mentioned, there are some services that are outward and visible, and some that are not visible.
看不见的服侍就是这里以西结书里所说的。
And that service which is not visible is what's spoken here in the book of Ezekiel.
那其实听姐妹，如果你睇见旧约里边嘅祭司啊，佢哋服侍神咧，佢哋系有需要嘅，但系佢哋真正系去到神嘅面前嚟到服侍，进到至圣所里边嘅服侍嗰个机会唔系好多嘅。
Yet, brothers and sisters, we see that in the Old Testament, it is in, the priests need to come. And serve the Lord with task, but it is not many opportunity for them to serve God in a way where they come into the Holy of Holies.
利未人可以在外面来服侍。
The Levites can serve outwardly.
在会幕在圣所那里服侍。
And they can serve in the outer court in the sanctuary.
不过那些是具体的外面的服侍。
Yet they are task, they are outward.
真正进到去神的面前，在至圣所里面面对面的服侍神。
But the service that we come into the most holy place to serve God face to face, that is not many opportunity for such service.
大祭司一年只可以入过一次。
There is only one opportunity yearly for the great high priest to come and serve that way.
即使在殿，在圣所里面，不是自圣，在圣所里面服侍的祭司，也都是一个月一次。
Even for the service in the sanctuary, it is only monthly for the priest.
并且呢，又仲要抽签先至得噶。
And it is also by casting lots.
所以真正服侍神嘅机会唔多。
Therefore, there are not many true opportunities where we can come and serve God.
但我哋今日喺恩典嘅时期就唔同。
Yet it is different for us today when we live in the age of grace.
我们是随时的可以进到神的面前。
We can come boldly anytime before God's presence to serve Him.
因为其实祂也要住在我们的中间。
Because it is also His desire to draw in our midst.
所以我们和神的关系是这么密切。
That is how intimate our relationship with God is.
因此弟兄姊妹，我们必须要把握我们的机会。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we must take hold of our opportunity.
不要求其说下一次先啦，迟下先啦。
Do not carelessly say, oh, next time, oh, perhaps another time.
第二点。
One more point.
教神的殿。
The temple is a place of prayer.
祷告的地方。
It is a place of prayer.
我们个个人都知道要祷告。
We all know we must pray.
我们需要祷告。
We must pray.
我们要学习要祷告。
We need to learn how to pray.
当你一信主的时候。
When we first believe in the Lord.
别人要教导你，你要祷告。
Others teach you, you must pray.
那这个祷告。是不是只是说 神啊，求你保佑我，求你祝福我。
Such prayer would it be, God, come and bless me, come and keep me.
我需要一啲嘅嘢，求你俾我。
And this is what I need, God, will you give me that?
我哋可以咁样祷告。
We may pray in that way.
但系更满足神心意嘅祷告。
But prayer that satisfies the heart of God.
就系以神嘅事为念嘅。
That is to be mindful of God's own business.
我记得喺主教导门徒嘅祷告嘅事情上边。
We remember when the Lord taught his disciples how to pray.
门徒就去到主耶稣嘅面前话：主啊，我哋唔识得祈祷，你教我哋祈祷。
The disciples came to the Lord and said, Lord, we do not know how to pray. Teach us to pray.
咁于是主耶稣就教佢哋话：你哋祷告嘅时候要咁咁咁咁咁。
And then the Lord said, this is how you ought to pray.
呢个叫做我哋通常叫做主祷文。
And many would call this passage the Lord's Prayer.
其实都唔系主嘅祷文，系教会嘅祷文。
Yet this is not so-called the Lord's Prayer, but this ought to be the church's prayer.
嗰个教会嘅祷告应该系点样
？And what ought to be the church's prayer?
我哋系尊我哋嘅神为父。
We call first then God our Father.
所以佢第一句就话。我们在天上的父。
So therefore, the first, our Father who art in heaven.
所以不是只是你或者是我，是我们的父神。
Therefore, he is God, not only your Father, my Father, but he is our Father who is in heaven.
我们同有一个父亲。
We are of one Father.
我们是不是一在一起的？
And we are together.
是这样的，在神的面前来祷告。
And that is how we ought to pray in God's presence.
祷告什么？
What should we pray about?
尊主为大。
Hallowed be thy name.
尊主为大。
Hallowed be thy name.
当主耶稣嗰次进入去圣殿里面服侍嘅时候呢。
There was one time when the Lord went to serve in the temple.
佢睇见喺当时嘅圣殿嗰个情景呢。非常的愤怒。
When he saw the situation in the temple, he was angry.
因为在殿里面有很多的杂杂杂杂的东西。
That is because there are many things in the temple that ought not to be.
不再是圣洁无瑕疵，只是反为是污糟邋遢。
It is no longer a place that ought to be holy without blemish, but it is filthy.
是因为那里有人在那里做买卖。
That is because they have made it a robber's den to buy and sell.
又将啲牛羊带嚟喺嗰度做买卖。
And they have brought the sheep and the herd to come and sell there.
有人喺嗰度又换钱啊，换银子。
And there they were bartering, exchanging the money.
哇，简直就好似个街市咁样。
And it's just like a marketplace.
呢个唔系圣殿嘅应该有嘅情况。
And that ought not to be the situation in the temple.
当日主就见到咁样样。
And that is exactly what the Lord saw on that day.
所以主就将呢啲人冚唪唥赶走晒。
Therefore the Lord cast them all out.
然后佢话：我个殿要必称为祷告嘅殿。
And then he said, my house shall be called the house of prayer.
我个殿。是一个祷告的殿。
And his temple is a place of prayer.
再讲这个殿是什么？
Again, what is this temple?
我们。
The temple, we are the temple.
一班人。
It is a group of people.
所以弟兄姐妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
你是不是一个祷告的人？
Are you one who prays?
你是不是一个祷告的人？
Are you a person of prayer?
你是不是一个祷告神的人？
Are you one who prays to God?
今日好多事我哋识得，亦都需要去求。
Many times today we know we must ask and we know how to ask.
但系我哋嘅祈祷，我哋嘅祈求，系单系满足咗我哋，还系我哋祷告要满足神，要成就佢嘅心意呢？
Yet is our petition, our prayer to satisfy our own needs.Or one that prays for the will of God to be done.
有位神嘅仆人同我哋讲，祈祷唔系净系要求神答应我嘅要求。
There is a servant of God who has said this about prayer. Prayer is not just for God to answer my needs.
祈祷系去 愿意亦藉着我哋嘅祷告去成就神佢嘅旨意。
But prayer, it is through our praying to God for His will to be done.
听住，我哋系咪一个祷告嘅
？Brothers and sisters, are we a person of prayer?
大卫喺诗篇嘅里边，22章嗰度讲俾我哋听。
In Psalm 22, prayer, David says this about prayer.
佢话神系以以色列嘅赞美为宝座嘅。
And he says that may thy throne be established by the praises of Israel.
有另外嘅翻译，嗰个称为宝座嘅系居所嘅意思。
And in other translations, his throne, it is translation as his temple, as his habitation.
赞美神唔系话，哎呀，用我哋口里边平时我哋所了解嘅赞叹一轮。
Now, when we say praise, it's many times not what we just say and we praise and then we let out a sigh or what we need.
赞美实在话，我哋将我哋嘅主尊崇。
But when we say praise, it is to exalt Him, it is to glorify Him.
同样是一个敬拜嘅实在。
And it is also a reality of worship.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，神嘅殿。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, then what is the temple of God?The temple of God is the church.
在教会里面这个内容是什么?
Then what is the content, the substance of the church?
敬拜。
It is worship,
服侍,
service,
祷告,
and prayer.
以神为我们的中心。
That God Himself is our center.
没有别的的。
No other.
如果有其他的东
西, if there's anything else,
就是好像主当日见到在圣殿的里面好多嘅卖牛羊鸽子兑换银钱嘅一样。
It is just as the scene which our Lord saw in the temple. There is buying and selling, the herd and the flock and the pigeons and the exchanging.
神要住喺我哋嘅中间。
God desires to dwell in our midst.
神要成为嗰个敬拜嘅对象同埋中心。
God desires to be the object of our worship and the center of our worship.
神要在我们的中间得到那个最高的尊崇那个地位。
God desires to gain the highest place in our midst.
这个是神的心意。
And that is God's desire.
如果我们在我们的里面真是以这个为我们的追求的目标。
If truly within us that is the pursuit that we have.
有一天主就好非常的满意。
Now, one day, the Lord will be very satisfied.
有一天当他再回来，当我们站在他 的宝座面前的时候。
One day, when he shall return and we stand before his throne.
他要称我们为那个有良善有忠心的仆人。
He will call us that good and faithful servant.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们一同的来到学习追求见证我们。
So that we can learn together how to pursue and bear testimony of our Lord.
好叫佢叫我哋成为殿呢一个嘅实际系有内容嘅，系有涵嘅。
So that when He makes us to be His temple, we are one of substance.
唔系干铮铮，唔系一个空壳。
It is not just an empty shell or dry.
我哋祈祷。
Let us pray.
主啊，我哋再一次求你用你自己嘅话喺度教导我哋。
Lord, we pray once again that Thou will teach us with Thy own word.
求主继续用你嘅圣灵嚟引导我哋。
Lord, may You lead us with Thy Holy Spirit.
唔单止开我哋嘅窍，叫我哋晓得。
Not only would Thou open our channel so that we may know.
晓得你嘅心意。
That we may know of Thy desire.
并且我哋成为一个活出你见证嘅人。
But we desire to be one who would live out Thy testimony.
愿你用着我哋。
Lord, may Thou use us.
虽然好多嘅败坏，好多嘅污秽，好多嘅不是。
Even though we have come short and we are defiled.
求主你赦免我哋。
Lord, we pray that Thou would forgive us.
俾我哋一个重新嘅开始。
That once again, Thou would grant us a new beginning.
走喺主嘅面前，能够讨你嘅喜悦。
That we may walk before Thee and to please Thee.
奉主耶稣嘅名。
In the Lord Jesus' name.